Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Stan Monteith, 45 years of the battle against the New World Order, joining us in T-minus 7 minutes. Aaron Zellman, JPFO.org. Jason Burmis, simulcasting via video cam. We go live next hour at PrisonPlanet.tv. And an expert on the supervolcanoes, a volcanologist as well on what's happening in Yellowstone. He believes it may erupt. And then they're talking about large rocks, stones being thrown as far away as Texas, as far as Minnesota, and ash all around the planet that will darken the planet and make the temperature drop as much as 10 degrees. But let's go ahead and go to Ted Anderson for the next 4 minutes. Ted, look, I'm not going to belabor this with the listeners. You're at the very end of the goal you had when it was at the 930, 940 level. I know some of the offers have actually had to go up. Gold is right back up at 920 today and racing up even higher. Folks are completely nutballs if they don't get into gold and silver now with any assets they've got. They need to diversify now. These fools are running into U.S. treasuries, holding paper, and they're signaling this trillion-dollar stimulus. Now it's a trillion.2. It was $900 billion last week. They're talking about more trillions in a new banker takeover bill. Ted, tell us, again, you made these purchases a week and a half ago. You're almost out of the coins. What coins do you have left at that lower level? Because gold just continues to rise.
Okay, here's what I have. I mean, I'm really running short on British sovereigns now. I know I've been talking about those for a long time, and I'm not sure that I'll be able to carry those in the quantities I did like I did last year. But I do have some of them left at 265. The franc is the one that I can get to you quickly. That one is currently at 217. Now, Alex, last time I was on the air, I did a little calculation, and that's when gold was down around 900. Francs were at 228 at that time, and now gold has gone up over 925, and I have the same coins at 217. So a tremendous discount, it's $11 less than what I'd have to enter into the marketplace if gold was 900.
Explain to people, that's a fifth of an ounce coin. Explain to people what it even cost you with no markup to even be able to sell it.
Well, that's
how much that would cost you now.
I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, right now entering into the marketplace, I'm paying almost $220 for the coin. So if for me to sell, I mean, I can't buy something at $220 and sell it for $220, you know, $217. I'll be out of business. I can't do that. I mean, Alex, the people that bought, I mean, we had a lot of people buy here when those francs were at 202 just a short while ago. And you got to realize that those people can turn around and sell them back to me right now and have a handsome profit. And they'd be absolute idiots to do it. Because right now, I mean, the unemployment figures at this time is frightening.
But Ted, other people are selling quarter ounce and fifth of an ounce for $250, $300. So, I mean, this is crazy. You have it for how much for the franc?
Well, right now it's at 217. And that's, Alex, that's the supply that I bought when gold was back. I'm just really happy I was able to buy it at 870 last time it dipped. And that supply is sitting there ready to go. When I'm out over with this 830 range, prices are going to jump. I can't help it.
Is this the last day?
Alex, it depends on how many people buy. I'm going to hold it until midnight, and I'll sell even what I don't have and take a little loss to fill the orders.
800-686-2237. Gold is at 925 and rising. Ted bought this at 830 and is offering it to you. Other places with premiums can't even sell you gold. You do not find deals better than this. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, we only got to the franc. I want to talk about the sovereign you're almost out of, about 2 minutes on the other side, then Dr. Stan Monteith. But I want you to tell folks the other offers you've got, where you're at on silver, and what's happening with supplies. 800-686-2237. Dr. Stan Monteith, straight ahead. Strap yourselves in.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, over 400 earthquakes in and around Yellowstone. A lot of top volcanologists are saying it may blow sky high. Last time it blew up, it devastated large parts of North America. It depends on which direction it explodes. They don't generally explode straight up and out. They blast one direction. I don't have to tell you that it'll kill millions of people if it does blow up. Remember, they said Mount St. Helens wasn't going to blow. Everything was fine. That's a tiny volcano, a little bitty baby compared to a super volcano. So we're going to be talking to a volcanologist coming up later in the transmission today. I want to go back to Ted Anderson while we're getting Dr. Stan Monteith on the horn. Ted, so you've got European francs, Swiss, French, and others that are running out, period, supply-wise. You bought them at the 830 level. Gold's now 925 and rising. This is the very end of them. You said you're almost out. You said you're really getting low on sovereigns. What's happening there?
Well, the problem is I'm having trouble importing them. We're buying them out of Europe. And the supply coming into the United States is starting to choke up. In other words, there isn't a whole lot out there.
So almost everybody else has run out, but you've been there on top because you've got the supply 30 years in the business. You're saying you're even having trouble.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've sold millions of these things last year, Alex, and everybody that owns them from last year can sell them for a nice fat profit. And it'd be great if they would, because I need supply, but they'd be idiots for doing it. Right now, I mean, I've been shopping around. Most of my competitors already have these things priced in the $300 range. I'm usually a little less than they are right now if I had them. I suppose I'd be somewhere around $281 if I'm buying in the marketplace. But the biggest problem is, I mean, I called one wholesaler and they had them in BU condition. Well, that's what they've been getting me at the regular cost, and now they want to have about a $20 premium per coin.
Let's be clear. These are in collector mint condition, and you've been selling them at below spot.
Yeah, well, in many cases I have been because spot has run up so darn much. The thing about it is that the coin is from the 1800s, and everybody knows that it's a good idea to be buying the older coins, because it gives a better argument for gold confiscation. And, with this administration and and the last one too, I mean, nobody can trust it. There's so many people.
And folks, there's no 100% in life. They can steal your pension funds. They are. They can steal your bank accounts. They're getting ready to. Yes, they can try to come get your gold. I mean, my grandmother remembers her parents in Dallas. They owned a car dealership. It was actually my grandfather's dad on the car dealership. But the point is, they remember it too. My mother's father's dad on a Chevy dealership, one of the first in Dallas. But the point is that they remember having to turn the gold in, but they kind of wink-wink didn't do it. This is the last line of defense, and we're not even saying that's safe. It's the safest thing there is, 800-686-2237.
Yeah, Alex, but there's no question about it right now. I mean, if you're going to stay in the paper markets right now, you're going to be toast. I mean, we are entering into a situation that will be very, very similar to the Depression of the 1930s, or even way worse than that. And companies that you think you could rely on are going to be gone. I mean, Chrysler Corporation right now is about ready to fall apart completely, like be gone. You know, and who would ever thought something that big would fail? And of course, the big banks that got all the bailout money, that's what Barack is pushing on, or Obama, I'm sorry, is pushing on so hard. It just right now, there's just too many problems. And every time I get a chance, if there's a dip in the marketplace, I'm buying. And as much quantity as I can get, the problem is I never can get enough. And,
all right,
and
so almost everybody else has run out. You're now getting close to that point. Other coins you've got to offer.
Well, you asked me about silver, and one of the few things that I have a big supply on right now that I can deliver without any problems is mercury dimes. I really took a position on with those things when the gold was down there at about 700, just about 720, right in that range. The silver market was closer to 9, be trading between 9 and 10. And so now we're up here around 12, and I still have those dimes, and I just want to get those in the hands of the people. I mean, the main thing is you can buy it in small quantities. The person that doesn't have a whole lot of money to get into the
gold. I bought dimes and half dollars. They're gorgeous little coins. 999 silver. Folks, give them a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But to be clear, you're saying you've just got francs at the old level. Are you saying you're out of sovereigns?
No, I'm not out of them yet. I've got a small supply left, but I'm telling you what it's like trying to buy it right now.
800-686-2237, and that deal will hold till midnight Central Standard?
Yeah, we'll hold it right through the night tonight.
All right, thank you, Ted. Absolutely, folks. We're just so blessed to be in this position to have the owner of this network be a major gold and silver broker, and to be internationally known, and to be one of the few guys that can even get them, and then he's selling it lower than anybody else I've ever heard of. Believe me, I've looked around. 800-686-2237. All right, for the rest of the hour, we're joined by Dr. Stan Monteith, 40-plus years in the fight against the New World Order, syndicated broadcaster. He is also talk show host right here on the GCN Radio Network, and I wanted to get him on about all of Barack Obama's betrayals and his lies, and the fact that the media is getting behind Barack Obama like he is God himself, putting all their power behind him. How dangerous is this historically when governments and elites and media get behind somebody and try to build him up as a messianic savior complex? And with all of his decades of experience and research, he's also an author and filmmaker, where he sees this going. Dr. Stan Monteith, great to have you here with us.
Well, it's good to be with you again, Alex. And we are really in trouble here in the United States, and most people will find it very difficult to believe that the government, or I should say the invisible government, has actually precipitated this whole financial crisis and wants to use it to impoverish our people and destroy the infrastructure of our nation. And then, of course, as you well know, merge us into the world government. But the question is, how did they do it? And, of course, nobody's telling the American people the techniques that they used. It's really incredible as you go back and study it. And they knew exactly what they were doing. And there's only, if you go in the trial after commission, there are only 87 American citizens in the northern group of the trial after commission. And yet right now there are 11 of them in key positions with in President Obama's regime, and they are the people who are advising him on finance, on foreign policy, in the military. In fact, the chief of intelligence of the whole country comes from the Trial After Commission, Admiral Blair. The national security advisor, James Jones, General Jones, comes from the Trial After Commission. The deputy national security advisor, Thomas Donilon, comes from the Trial After Commission. Susan Rice, the ambassador of the United Nations, comes from the Trial After Commission. Our new Secretary of the Treasury, who is so smart he forgot to pay his income tax, but he's part of this elite group. He comes from the Trial After Commission, as well as, of course, all the other parts of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. The change we're going to get is a change for the worst. President Obama promised us change, but, of course, he is going to lead to the destruction of this nation and the impoverishment of our people, and they're going to destroy our currency. And there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the currency.
Break down the financial situation we're facing. They've done this over and over again. The Federal Reserve, the private banks before they fully took over, organized on record. It's mainline history, congressional testimony. Organized a bunch of runs on banks in crises and then promised the Federal Reserve would fix it all, and then even used their papers to advertise that the banks were against the Federal Reserve Act to trick people into going along with it. When they were actually the authors of it from the Jekyll Island meeting. The parallels with what's happening today, I mean, what's it like for you, Dr. Stan Monteith, to actually see the Wall Street Journal, Market Watch, the Financial Times of London, Newsweek, hundreds of publications say, we have the answer. It's a brand new idea we just got. It's called a New World Order, word for word. It's going to be a private group of banks owning and running the world, and they will control all industry, and you will pay a carbon tax to them, and they will tell you what to do, and we'll have a North American Union with an SPP and an Amero. I mean, with headlines like, a North American Union will fix the problems, a new currency will fix the problems, and now for world government. So, what's happening in your expert analysis with the economy right now, with their attack program? And then, B, why are they now emerging and announcing everything we've warned people about for decades? What does it mean that they're now going public?
Well, I think that they feel that the American people, their minds are so controlled, they really will not be able to connect the dots. But your job and my job is to help them connect the dots. Their ultimate goal is a one-world government. A one-world economic system with one-world currency, but what everybody has missed is the one-world religion. And this is really what it's all about, because there are powerful spiritual forces that work behind this whole movement for one-world government. It is not simply by accident that the logo of the Trilateral Commission, any of your listeners can see it, go up to trilateral.org. But their logo, well, if you look at it, there are three curved arrows, and you can almost imagine that they're sixes, like 666. But there's no way you can miss in the very center of the logo is an upside-down broken cross, the emblem of the hatred of Christianity. The Trilateral Commission, which was organized back in 1979, at least according to Senator Barry Goldwater in his book, With No Apologies, on page 280, he said the Trilateral Commission was established to gain financial and commercial control, and then, of course, by first taking over the political government of the United States. Now, they were organized in 1973. Jimmy Carter was one of the first members. Jimmy Carter became president in 1976. They put him in power because they controlled the media. They controlled Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine, and U.S. News and World Report. They controlled the conservative media. They controlled the liberal media. And that's how you control a country. And, of course, Jimmy Carter, there were only 50 members of the Northern American chapter of the Trilateral Commission at that time, and 19 of them were controlled the Carter administration.
Stay there. We've got a break. Dr. Stan Monteith's our guest. What's on the Obama agenda? What will the globalist front man do next? You'll hear it from a man who's been studying him for close to 50 years.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dip rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Sundown on the Union, what was made in the USA. Ford and Chevy want to use the bailout money to move to Brazil. Oh, cities are passing laws banning gardens. You gotta get a license. State brainwashing children to re-educate their parents for green dictatorship. Paul Watson's in a big article just up seconds ago at PrisonPlanet.com that I got him to do this morning. Dovetails with Al Gore going around telling kids how dumb their parents are and that they will rule the future. That's coming up.
Democracy don't rule the world.
Democracy don't rule the world.
You better get that through your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
But I guess it goes unsaid. Let's go ahead and go back to Dr. Stan Monteef. Dr. Monteef, short segment, we'll come back in the longer one and get into more detail. But Barack Obama, I mean, this really is a packaged corporate 2.0 New World Order minion, isn't he?
Absolutely. He, you know, one of the things they're trying to do is confuse us. They want us to focus our attention on his Marxist background, his association with communist revolutionaries and terrorists, you know, William Harris and Bernardine Dorn. But the real thing is that he was put in power by the same people who put in all of our other presidents. Since 1976, every president and or vice president of the United States up until the present regime has come from the membership rules of the Trilateral Commission. I mean, you could not have that happen by accident. I mean, 8 of our last 10 secretaries of state came from that organization. You know, probably 10 of our last or 8 of our last 12 secretaries of defense came from the same organization. I mean, the 6 of our 8 last World Bank presidents came from that last organization. There are only 87 members at the present time, and how could you possibly have them in key positions of power? Because they've taken over our government. We have two governments. We have a visible government, and we have our legislators and our congressmen. They get up and give speeches. They pass laws. But the elite doesn't obey the laws. We saw that with Thomas Daschle, part of the CFR, and I think he's a Trilateral Commission member, but I know he's a CFR member. He just didn't bother to pay $100,000 in income tax. Geithner, Secretary of the Treasury, it was TurboTax. They were the ones responsible. He didn't pay his taxes. These people don't abide by our laws. These people create wars and revolutions, and they kill people. And they certainly work in close proximity with the CIA, which is their arm, that they go out and hire professional assassinations. They kill world leaders. They install people in positions of power. And the invisible government doesn't abide by our laws because they're above the law.
But now it's not invisible. Why are they turning off their cloaking device? Well, a lot of people...
they have so much. They really control the minds of the people of this country. I mean, all the times, how frequently people will call in and say, you know, I'm trying to tell people what's going on, and they don't want to hear it. Or they say, oh, well, you're just a conspiracy kook. I mean, anybody who's read the article that Henry Kissinger wrote for the International Herald Tribune on the 12th of January, and if you haven't got it, you Google it, you know, on the Internet, just International Herald Tribune, Henry Kissinger, 12th of January, New International Order, it'll come out. And the title of it is The Chance for a New World Order. And then it goes on, the first sentence, the first paragraph is to talk about how what's going on is an opportunity to bring in this new international order. They are so convinced it's going to happen that they have just thrown all caution to the wind, and they're telling us exactly what they intend, and they're going to tell us there is no alternative. I mean, you're either going to have the destruction of our economic system, you're going to lose everything you have, or you and the rest of the world are going to go along with it. Well, there is another alternative, is not to expose them, and of course to take away the control of our monetary system before they destroy the value of our currency. Do you realize they've doubled the monetary base in the last 3 months? Do you know why it's hard to get a loan today? And I'll tell you why. And nobody is telling the American people these things. Number one, certainly on the 3rd of October of last year, the very day when Henry Paulson got his greedy little fingers on the $700 billion he had promised to use to buy up the mortgages so we could stop the foreclosures, and then refused to do it because he didn't want to stop this crisis. That very same day, the Federal Reserve System began paying interest on reserve deposits. Now, to most people...
Stay there. Recap this when we come back. This is key. It's all by design, on record. The Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Club of Rome, they all brag about it. These groups, less than 1,000 men, interlock with Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, and then they have roundtable management groups over every other major nation that are their viceroys. This is how global government works. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live. I'm going to start simulcasting the show coming up in the next hour. Live at PrisonPlanet.tv where the radio show becomes visual. Going back to Dr. Stan Monteith. Continuing, sir, start over with that last minute where you explain what they did October 3rd, the bait and switch, and then what the Federal Reserve started doing the day after that as well. And I mean, break down as simply for folks as you can in a nutshell, studying this monetary situation, what they're doing.
Well, of course, what they've done is made it so complex that the average individual can't figure it out. In fact, it took me a long time to figure this out. But basically, what they did was on the 3rd of October of last year, the Federal Reserve began paying interest on bank reserves that are deposited with them. Now, most people don't understand the fractional reserve banking system, but a bank has to keep, say, a 10% reserve a fraction of what they're going to loan out. They can loan out, say, $1,000, but they've got to keep a reserve of $10, and they deposit that with the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve doesn't pay any interest on it. It holds it, but then they can lend out $90 that with nothing behind it other than that 10%, the fraction that's deposited with the Federal Reserve, which is a system foundation of our monetary system. But on October the 3rd, the Federal Reserve began paying the banks interest on the money that they deposited with them. They'd never done it before. Well, there's a lot of uncertainty out there in the smaller banks. I mean, can we, if we lend our money, will we get it back? But now we don't have to just keep it sitting in our coffers. Why, we can lend it to the Federal Reserve, and they'll pay us interest. And so that's what happened. And instead of having $8 billion on deposit with the Federal Reserve, which was had been the custom, that now there's suddenly over $500 billion. And what the Federal Reserve did, all the time they're talking about how we want to get the monetary system working and get the banks loaning again, was actually to absorb all of the money that was out there for loans. Of course, banks had a little money to loan, but most of it was in the hands of the Federal Reserve. Now, if they really wanted to encourage banks to loan, they'd stop paying interest, or they would charge them for the money that they have there, and then the banks would loan money. You see, they tell us they want to solve the problem. They don't want to solve the problem. They want this problem to get worse. The major banks, and I'm talking about J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, the people who head those banks had just happened to belong to the Trilateral Commission. So what they've done is, yes, they have money to lend, but of course they'll lend it at 10, 12, 15, or 20%. Southwest Airlines, one of the best-run airlines in this country, recently had to borrow money, $300 million, 10.5% interest. I mean, it's pretty hard to make a profit when you're paying that amount of interest. The other large airline companies that have to borrow money are going to be paying 15 or 20% interest. This is
okay. Stop right there. Let's explain this very simply, because what you said is absolutely on target. They tell us that we need to be globalized. They have tax incentives for companies to move offshore. They destroy the real Main Street economy so that we're fully dependent on the fiat fractional reserve banking system. Then from that point, they get everybody leveraged into deep debt. Then they come out and have the president and world leaders and prime ministers and the head of the Treasury and the head of the private Federal Reserve come out and say we're going to have a depression to destroy confidence. While they were setting this up, they said everything was fine. As we pointed out, it was a setup for decades. They said, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Everything's fine. Then they implode confidence. They get the Congress to pass a law that really wasn't a bailout, but that gave them dictatorial power where Congress or any court or agency couldn't review them. They then set up rules where real banks or Main Street banks can invest their tiny fraction of real capital with them, and it's the only place they can get a guaranteed investment, so everything floods into the Federal Reserve, killing what little bit of cash was actually out there to loan, deepening the recession going into depression. Then they come out with phase two saying we've got to have this big global bank that'll take over industry, that'll cap salaries, that'll control everything to, quote, get the big bad bankers, but they have loopholes for themselves. They wrote the thing and designed it to begin with, so they're imploding the world economy so that they can suck it all up in this cash-starved environment because they're the only ones that have money.
You're absolutely right. And what we are witnessing today is the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever occurred. We hear a lot about how we're going to put a new bailout bill. Obama says, if you don't give me the money, you're going to be responsible for the catastrophe. Well, if anybody has really studied what's gone on, during the last year 2008, they put out almost $8 trillion to support and really transferring the money to the international financiers. In fact, Ben Bernanke has given $2 trillion away, and he won't even tell Bloomberg, he won't tell Congress, he won't tell anybody where that money has gone. He says it's a trade secret, sort of like when Madoff, you know, was asked if somebody could audit his corporation, the Ponzi scheme, and he said, no, that's a trade secret. We can't let people do it. But we're talking about $2 trillion with Bernanke.
I mean, well, let's stop
Madoff
there. Let's stop there.
The piker.
Well, I mean, let's stop there. I mean, let's stop there because I want to get your take on this. Bloomberg filed suit 2 weeks after the bailout. So,
right. So
we're now 6, 7, 8 weeks or more out from that. It was $2+ trillion then. The last number we got, which was 4 weeks after that, was $8.5 trillion.
So that's the total amount. Basically,
yes.
that is the total amount that they had pledged or given or lent as of last year. But see, well, if $8.5 trillion wouldn't solve the problem, why would we think that another $900 million, some of it's going to, you know, for health care for children, and some of it's going to prevent sexually transmitted disease, and some of it's $4.2 billion are going to go to ACORN and other local community organizations, you know, that can agitate to change the laws.
And the FEMA camps.
Why would we? None of this is really going. I mean, maybe $50 billion of the money is going to go for infrastructure development to create jobs, but most of those jobs are not going to be around until 2010 or 2011. This is all part of the program to destroy our currency. Why? Because where does the money come from? Well, they're not going to tax the people. They're cutting taxes. So they're going to have to borrow the money. Where is the money coming from? Well, since foreigners are not going to continue funding this, they're going to have to create the money. And what they have done is the Federal Reserve has started creating money. They've doubled the monetary base within the last 4 months, but they haven't told the American people that, which means that the value of the currency that you hold has really gone down 50% during that period of time. But the inflation hasn't become apparent, however it's going to. And if you read Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence, which is an excellent source of information, Alan Greenspan is a member of the Trilateral Commission, was a member of the Bilderbergers, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, regularly socialized, according to the book, with David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. David Rockefeller organized the Trilateral Commission, the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, was the vice chairman for 15 years, was the chairman for 15 years, and now he's the honorary chairman. He runs that organization. He always has. He's always financed it. He's a permanent member of the Bilderbergers. He is the leading internationalist. And here's Alan Greenspan, you know, going right along with them, socializing with him and Henry Kissinger, who also has the same pedigree. But Alan Greenspan in that book will tell you that the best way to destroy a nation is to debauch the currency. And not one person in a million will understand what's happening. Those are his words, not mine. And that's what they're going to do. If you destroy the value of our currency, you destroy the value of the pension funds, of the savings, the annuities, the insurance policies. You just impoverish our people. And impoverished people, they believe, are going to go along with their plan for the one world government and give up their freedom. And that's why they've got the concentration camps there. They've had them for a long period of time. As you know, they gave Halliburton back in 2006, Kellogg Brown and Root, a subdivision of Dick Cheney's Halliburton, $385 million to be prepared to start actually building detention camps.
And people thought that it would all end when Obama came in, but instead they're radically expanding it and now openly announcing it. And they're announcing a new civilian domestic military. They're setting up Obama's private population squads, running national PSAs to join USAservice.org, which is a group under him. They're talking about compulsory service, 18 to 24. I mean, they're making their move.
They really are. But I think what's so important is for the American people to understand this was all planned. I mean, Henry Paulson had $700 million. He could have stopped the whole thing. Started buying up the bonds, these collateralized debt obligations made up of insolvent mortgages. He absolutely refused to do it. In fact, he couldn't even give away the full $700 billion. He could only give away $350 billion of it. They left $350 billion for Obama. But why didn't he do what was necessary? Because they don't want to stop the problem. They do not want to stop the economic collapse. It took them a long time to create it. But one of the best stories that nobody has ever told is the story of Elliot Spitzer. And, of course, everybody remembers when he was humiliated in March of last year. But they don't know what led up to the FBI story about his cavorting with a high-paid prostitute. It was on the 18th of February last year when Elliot Spitzer wrote an article that appeared in the Washington Post. And basically the article said this, that all 50 state attorney generals, the attorney generals of every state in the union, recognize the danger of the predatory lending practices, the insolvent lending practices were being carried out to encourage people to buy homes that they couldn't afford. And the attorney generals knew this was going to lead to the destruction of our financial system. So all of the 50 state attorney generals wanted actually to take action to stop the predatory lending practices, to prevent the destruction of our monetary system, but the Bush administration intervened and blocked them. So that article was written and published in the Washington, Washington Post on the 18th of February. 3 weeks later, on the 11th of March, the FBI leaks a story. The story is that they found out that Elliot Spitzer is involved with a terrible federal crime. He's paying a high-paid prostitute for her services. Now, why is the FBI investigating prostitution? Prostitution is not a federal crime. Why did they leak the story on Elliot Spitzer? Why? So that nobody would dare tell the American people what Elliot Spitzer did, and that is that the government knew it was coming down the line, and they let it happen. Alan Greenspan knew it was coming down the line. He was warned by Ed Gramlich, who was a member of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System.
Well, they only put out little warnings to cover their own butts, but let me explain to people how we know what you're saying is right. A few examples of hundreds I could give. The very same international banking cartel, over and over and over again, has engineered the same exact operations in third world nations. And the goal is to get them deep in debt with fiat currency, the bankers pull out of their hat, implode the nation, and then come in and take over the full infrastructure and then set up the IMF World Bank rules over their industry, their country, force the nation to sign treaties to waive what's left of their sovereignty. Another example of them doing this by design, because this is what they do. It's like the scorpion's on the back of the frog and says, give me a ride across the river. And he says, but you'll sting me. And he says, no, I won't. And when the frog gets him to the other end of the river, he stings him, and the frog's dying in the water. And he says, why'd you sting me? I helped you. And he said, I'm a scorpion.
Yeah, that's a wonderful story, because that's what scorpions do. They sting people.
But it's the same thing. They lied over the last few decades. In the last 2-3 years ago, we were telling people, 4 years ago, we were telling people, hey, they're going to implode the subprime mortgage by design. They're going to announce a new world government bank. They're going to, quote, have a bailout and suck us all dry. I mean, my film Endgame covers this. Endgame 1.5 expands on it on record. I mean, we're there outside Bilderberg saying this is what inside sources told us. And after all of this happens, then suddenly with the bailouts, they all come out and have their newspapers say, we're going into depression, to destroy confidence and to make people hold onto their money, to make lending and commerce stop. So they always lie when they're setting it up. Then they always create fear and blow the horn of fear like they did in 29 when they're ready to consolidate. So they've set this trap for a long, long time. But we have Daniel Estulin, who had sources inside Bilderberg, and Jim Tucker on tape in Endgame and in Endgame 1.5, the expanded extras. And I'm there in the restaurant at the other hotel after we covered Bilderberg, and he just talked to his sources, meeting with them secretly in the town. These are, by the way, intelligence agents inside, and he knows they're good because the info's always proven accurate. And I say, okay, Daniel, we played the clip here. What's happening? He said, okay, they want to sucker everybody back into the stock market, so they're going to run gas up from $60 a barrel like it is right now to $150. And then they're going to implode the subprime mortgages by design if they want everybody to go bankrupt, and then prices are going to fall, and then it's all going to explode again. Every word for word happened. This was 3 years ago.
They ran the price of oil down from $147 on July 11th of last year to where it is today. And this was all done because they control the markets. They rig the markets. They manipulate the stock market, but they control the media. And you pick up the Wall Street Journal, and article after article after article doom, gloom, terrible. I mean, things could be good if you read the article, but the headline is going to catch your attention, and things are going from bad to worse. And the thing is, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. 500,000 people are losing their jobs every month. They lost them, you know, in November. They lost them in December. They lost them in January. You know, and it'll be the same thing or worse this month.
But well, let me just add a caveat and then come back and the time we have left cover other issues here with the Dr. Stan Monteith. It's this. People are saying, well, Alex, why are you being gloom and doom? Well, understand, I'm not the engineer of all of this. I'm not standing back and saying all this is happening because we were greedy and we were bad and people got loans they shouldn't have. You know, they're suckers. They're certainly part of it. We're here observing the real train of history, the MO of these people, their own documents, what they do. And so we're telling you it's going to get really bad because they're going to show us no mercy because they want to bring in a total depression so they can consolidate power and bring in even more control and then make you be beholden and domesticated and institutionalized in their system. We're saying it could be stopped, but their solutions will only exacerbate it because it's designed to, Dr. Monteith.
Right. I mean, this whole thing, everything they're doing is bad. They're saying, oh, this came about because we didn't have enough regulation. No, the laws were there. They absolutely refused to enforce the laws.
Selectively enforced.
Selectively, and they selectively excreted this whole thing. People don't even talk about the derivative time bomb that's out there.
Stay there. Let's cover that in the final 5 minutes with Dr. Stan Monteith of Radio Liberty. I'm Alex Jones.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging War on Corruption. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in about 6 minutes. We're going to be simulcasting with Jason Burmis via video phone. He'll be on with us. Then Aaron Zellman, and then we'll get into the supervolcano in Yellowstone. Is it going to blow 400-plus earthquakes in the last 6 months to a year? Dr. Monteith, you were getting into the derivatives. Again, to explain this, the big central banks and their allied crime syndicate, the brokerage firms, they come out, they package debt that, again, is fiat, only taxpayers backing it up with the nationalization. That's really privatization in the final equation for them. And they sell it all over the world, and while it still is, while the Ponzi scheme's working, they buy up all the real assets around the planet, buy off more governments, buy off more of the defense contractors, media, vertically integrate the economy, and then they leave us holding the bag. Please continue.
What we're seeing is the greatest transfer of wealth in all recorded history, and most people have no idea what's happened, and it's all designed to destroy our economy and to impoverish our people. But the derivatives are really incredible. They are basically insurance policies on performance without any reserves behind them. In other words, would you buy an insurance policy, a fire insurance policy, if the insurance company didn't have any money? Would you buy automobile insurance to protect you in case of an accident if the insurance company didn't have any money or funds behind it? But that's what the derivatives were. They were insurance policies on bonds and other investment vehicles saying, well, if this bond should default and you should not be getting your money back, then we'll cover it. You got nothing to worry about. So they made, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars selling these derivatives. Now, there are derivatives out there that are valued somewhere between $700 trillion and a quadrillion dollars. We don't know, but the figure that I read is $600 trillion, $700 trillion, a quadrillion dollars of derivatives out there, and you and I are going to be responsible for those because we have already said we're going to back up, you know, J.P. Morgan if they get into trouble. We're already taking on a $350 billion responsibility for Citigroup, probably over well over $1 trillion on AIG because they have written all these derivative contracts. When these all come down, they're all going to come down on the backs of the American taxpayers because they tell us, well, these companies are just too big to fall. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to let them fall. We've got to stop this foolishness. We've got to expose the financial people that are destroying the value of our currency. But we also have to explore the spiritual forces which energize this whole thing. And if I could put a plug in for my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and for our website, RadioLiberty.com, our November and December 2008 newsletters tell you exactly how they pulled off this whole financial scam. And what we need is every one of your listeners to get the information out that people are going to lose everything they have when they destroy our currency. It's not happening by accident, by intent. And the derivative bomb is the ultimate bomb. It's going to come cascading down in the next couple of years.
And the destruction that it brings will create a crisis that they will build their new world order on in their own words. So give the websites Radio Liberty.
RadioLiberty.com, that's www.radioliberty.com.
And the book is The Brotherhood of Darkness there on the site. Dr. Stan Monteith, let's have you back up again in the next few weeks to get into the spiritual nature. I mean, Henry Paulson himself, just one of these characters, is into all this occultic stuff and eugenics and anti-human and environmental land grabbing. They're a sinister group of creatures, and they are in control of the planet right now. Only by exposing them can we then have any chance of rallying the people to arrest these criminals. That's why they have NORTHCOM standing by to stop the people from ever bringing the crime syndicate to justice. Dr. Monteith, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, and have your assistant call and tell me when you can come on my program. Love to have
you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.